This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
This afternoon, residents of Boston are heading up to Beacon Hill to pay their respects to former Mayor Kevin White, who died Friday at the age of 82 after battling Alzheimer's disease for a decade. Just over an hour ago, White's public wake began at the Parkman House, not far from Boston City Hall, where White occupied the mayor's office from 1968 to 1984. Mission Hill's Robert Healy was first in line for the public viewing.
He was a shining example of the city of Boston. He changed the city of Boston. And he tried to make those barriers of racial tensions and this, that. He tried to unify everybody in the city of Boston back then. If you ask me, it's still working today. I mean, things aren't perfect, but it's better than it was back then.
Also there this afternoon are current and former members of Boston's political establishment, including Mayor Tom Menino, who said he was given this advice from former Mayor Kevin White.
He always said, Mayor, listen. Move forward, but always listen to the people. You know, one of the mistakes I made sometimes was not listening. But, you know, the neighborhoods know what's going on. Be part of it and make it move forward.
WBUR's David Boeri is there, and he joins us now. Hi, David. Give us a sense of the scene. What are you seeing there?
And there's a long line from the Parkman House up to the State House, and all sorts of shakers and movers here. It's a warm day, and the sun is reflecting off a lot of silver hair and gray hair and bald heads. Amongst those who knew Kevin White in the day and in his prime and in his youth, one of those people, Susan Dempsey, started for him in 1975 and met her husband while working for him.
Working with Kevin were some of the best working years of my life.
Why?
Well, I learned a lot. I met a lot of people, and I love the mayor. He was so charismatic and pretty brilliant. And he did so much for the city, so I felt I wanted to be here today to honor that in his memory.
David, I understand the location, the Parkman House, holds some special significance for the former mayor. Can you tell us something about that?
A lot of special significance for the former mayor. He was the one that renovated the Parkman House. And you can see inside as you go into the parlor, there's the Gilbert Stuart, the portrait of Washington. It was a posh place, and it's funny, Anthony, and it's ironic because it was the place the mayor came to hole up against the crowds, against the maddening crowd. And here it is, the place where the masses are coming today to see him and to send their last regards, outside. This is not only the death of the mayor, but it's also history. And Ray Flynn, who followed Kevin White, spoke to that a little while ago.
My aunt took me to, I think it was City Hall, when James Michael Curley died. And I waited in line to pay my respects to James Michael Curley. Of course, at that time, never imagined that I would become mayor of Boston myself. So sure, you pay tribute and respect to the deceased Kevin H. White, but it's also sharing in Boston's history.
That's former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn. So, David, give us a sense of what happens for the rest of the day. I gather people will be continuing to make their way up to Beacon Hill to pay respects to former Mayor White.
It is an old-fashioned funeral, an old-fashioned wake in a lot of ways. The line comes in off the street, and people then snake through the parlor. They then are curved around, and they go up some 39 steps of a winding staircase to the top floor where the mayor's body is in state in the parlor overlooking the common. When you realize it, Anthony, we've had all of three mayors in 45 years. The last mayor that died, John Collins, was 1995. So this is a ritual we have not seen very often, and in a lot of ways, it's the return to old Boston, and fittingly so, on Beacon Hill.
That's what it sounds like. Thanks very much, WBUR's David Boeri. Kevin White's funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the St. Cecilia Church in the Back Bay.